and every rain. And Love we do thank radio. You, Lord, for appreciate everything that you're doing.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Thank you for the blog.
Thank you, Lord.
For everything. If I've forgotten something along the way to thank you for, I want to ask you to forgive me. In fact, forgive us for all of our sins, every transgression, the things that you've told me to do that we haven't done. Forgive us, Lord. We're trying.
Yes.
Get it done. We will get it done. Help us and bless us, we pray. Bless the line, Lord. Holy Ghost, we invite you to take over this line.
Yes, Lord.
Give your grace and give your mercy. I pray that you would bless every person who's gotten up to give you adoration and to give you praise.
Yes.
You're so good. So marvelous and so kind. Bless every person. Give us a great, great day. In the name of Jesus, bless us, Lord.
Thank you.
And we'll bless you back, give you the glory, and give you the praise and adoration. Now, God, save those who are unsaved, those who are bound. God, pray that you give Brother Johnson and Brenda good news. Amen. We've had bad news. But Lord, I'm asking you to let the good news come now. You've been so ultra awesome. Thank you, Lord, for how you bless Ambassador Lady Betty in a great way. And I pray that you touch her body and completely heal her.
Okay.
Just mighty name. Bless every other person. And we'll thank you and glorify you and give you all the praise and adoration. God, if I've forgotten to ask you for anything, look beyond my faults and see my needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you again and again and again and again and again. In the name of Jesus for everything. We ask this in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. My. Goodness. But God bless all of you on the prayer line, and let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah, I know he's here. If I were you, I'd speak to him. Don't let him come in your room without you giving him due respect. Amen. Let's try that again. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Bless you. Good morning to you.
Lord, I know you.
Let's commence this line for what the Lord is waiting for, his praise. He inhabits the praises of his people, according to David. I know he does. Amen. When I say praise check, I want to see what level your praise is on this morning. Yesterday was another day. Today is a new day. Where's your praise? This day. Mine is here. Praise check. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Turning right now, thinking of all the things he's done for you. Don't let him do miracles for you and you not even recognize you got a miracle. Yeah, don't let him do it that you got a miracle. There are many things around our church, I realize that we got a miracle, that the enemy didn't want us to have it. Amen, but we got a miracle. And I just wanted to share this one with you as we get ready for our praise report. Thank God for many things that he's done. But before we walked into our church, amen, our building, our church, God had blessed us to lead the people into paying the building completely off. And before we walked in the building, we paid it off. Amen. Burnt the note.
Running around here acting goofy at night.
God is a miracle worker. And we have to remember the things that he's done for us. Thank God for others, the things that they've done. But we don't want to forget what the Lord has done. The Word tells us, don't forget. God himself says he doesn't want you to forget what he's done. And I want to thank him for doing that. Nobody but the Lord did that. In Jesus' name. I know you got many praise reports of what God did for you. My. And when the praises go up, the blessings will come down.
Yes.
And he does inhabit the praises of his people. I want to just thank God for you. Get your praise reports ready. We're going there in just a few minutes. I'm giving you time. Ambassador Hagen, I want you to come and give us our station identification. And Estrada, by no means are we overlooking him. He just has not been here as I know of. And if I knew of it, I would certainly give him an opportunity. All right, Ambassador Estrada, if you can come. I'm sorry, Ambassador Hagen. if you can come and give us our station identification. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lines open to you.
God bless you. Greetings, recognition, and honor, and the most highest respect to our Chief International Ambassador. Chief International Ambassador to our Chief International First Lady, our International Ambassador Wife First Lady, and Ambassador Lady Betty, to Mother Johnson, Ambassador in her own right, Mother of the Nations. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for all of our ambassadors-elect, all the bishops, pastors, to all of our other broadcasters, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are excited to be here in the live studio of the Blog Talk Radio, NPA Live. You can reach us, step by dialing into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And as you know, we are the world's largest talk radio. And we can be accessed by iTunes, as well as all of the other ways that you access the World Wide Web, as well as the Internet. And we thank God we've been heard all over the world, Africa, Asia, Russia, China, Indonesia, the Caribbean, you name it, just basically all over the world, more than 90 million listeners, and to God be the glory. And we want to thank our Chief International Ambassador for the excellent job that he's doing in getting this message around the world. God forever bless you, sir. Back to you, Chief.
And thank you so much, and God forever bless you. We want to just thank you. I want to thank, I believe it was Ambassador Pfeiffer who made note, a specific note of the many things and the blessings that you have brought, Ambassador Hagen. I want to thank her for that, and I do thank God for all the many things that he has used you to do for this First Fruits, bringing the blog line to us, where we move from thousands to millions. And thank you so very, very much. God bless you. All of you on the front line, I hope you get your praise report ready. Thank God. I got to praise, got to praise, got to praise. And I want to get it out. Praise. Why don't you get it out? You know, it's anytime somebody opens it up where you can give a praise, it's a wonderful thing. But don't let it be said that you didn't want to give God praise for what he's done. That's kind of like when people open up witnessing to people and say, we're going to witness. We're going to tell of the goodness of Jesus. And you can't get the saints of God seem like to want to go out and tell of his goodness. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. I don't want to have anybody on the line who has a praise. We want to give you a chance to get that praise out. All right. This is a time that we're receiving our praise reports, and the line is open to anybody who wants to give God praise. Amen. Who will be first? You got a praise report? God did something for you. We want to give you time to do it. Get it out. The line is open to you. Praise report. Who's first?
And to Ambassador Johnson.
Bless you.
The lady Johnson, Mother Johnson, Ambassador Pfeiffer. You just have to bear with me with these ambassadors. We just thank God for each ambassador and each person that is heading this prayer line this morning. I'm blessed to be home, and I have in my home this morning Bishop Tart Garden from all the way, he and his family, all the way from Sierra Leone to Africa by the way of Springfield. They are in this area gathering stuff to send to Africa, and we're just glad to have them at our breakfast table this morning. I'm a little tired from traveling, but I thank God that I'm not like I was last year. Oh, my God, I feel good, a little tired, but I thank God for everything. I want you all to know my sister is doing very well. She's back in good spirit, and it all comes from this prayer line. I've been on here a long time, and I thank God for each of you this morning. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, for your prayers. Thank Mother Johnson, all of you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, all of you. You have prayed me out of danger into a real life. Johnny's doing very well this morning. He's up fixing the breakfast for our bishop that is visiting us. And we just thank God for everything this morning. He said, let everything that have breath do what? Praise the Lord. And I praise him this morning for life. I praise him this morning for just being alive and back at home. God bless each of you this morning, and may his blessing go out during the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday.
God bless you, Dr. Lacey, and I certainly want to take time for our bishop to greet us, Bishop Gordon, if you're there.
He's upstairs right now, but just as soon as he comes down, if you would allow him, I would be happy to have him speak because he's gathering stuff to get back to Africa. He lives in Sierra Leone, Africa now. He had to leave because of the Ebola, but he's gathering stuff to send over there to help our people. And just as soon as he's downstairs here to the breakfast table, I'll ask you if it's okay if he would just greet us this morning. God bless each of you.
All right. God bless you. All right. Praise reports. The line is open to you. Who else has a praise report? Give it out. Give it in the name of Jesus. Give your praise report out.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. I'd like to give honor to God this morning and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all of the people, all of the leaders and all of the people of God. I'm so happy, glad to report victory this morning over sin and shame. Glad because the Lord is watching over me and protecting me and keeps on blessing me. Hallelujah. Every time I turn around, seems that there's a blessing. And the Lord is just blessing me real good. I thank God I didn't get to go to the Bible study last night for certain reasons, but other than that, I'm doing very well. The Lord is blessed. And I thank God because I'm saved this morning. I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I've just got a mind to press my claim as never before. I'm so thankful to hear your voice this morning, Dr. Johnson. Thank God for Lady Betty and all of the dignitaries. All them dignitaries, I just can't call all of their names. But God bless each of you, and I thank God for you. And I love every one of you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God gets the glory out of my life.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother. Amen. That's my 94-year-old mother. Sounding good. May God bless you and keep you. Amen. Just people of God on the line. All right, anybody else have a praise report? It's open to you to give your praise report. Who's next? And a praise report for the Lord. Just jump right in there.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, I was so glad to be on the line last night. Oh, giving God praise and thanks for bringing me through another day. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, praise God, for his goodness. I thank you, praise God, for you, Dr. Johnson, and all the heads that's on the prayer line, mothers and grandmothers and sisters and brothers. I just thank you, praise God, for each and every one. And I just thank you, praise God, that I can thank you, praise the Lord, while I'm in my right mind. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for
Amen.
Another day, another Amen. Day's journey. And I'm glad about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
I'm
All
finished.
Right. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Mother Willie Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes,
and
sir.
I know it's cold up in Indiana.
Ooh, Lord, how much.
I knew it was cold. Amen. I want to hear from Sister Bonita Fryerson. This is the young lady who said she wanted to help us on the blog line and has been such a blessing and inspiration. Are you there, Sister Fryerson?
Good morning, good morning. Yes, I am. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank him for starting me on my way. It's just a blessing to be in the land of the living. I just praise God for being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I just thank the Lord for just keeping me day by day. There's nothing like serving the Lord.
Please
pray for me. Thank you.
Bless you. All right, let me go to Connecticut. Sister Jennifer, are you there? And then get ready, Sister Garnett. Amen. Are you there, Sister Jennifer? Up there in Connecticut. God bless you. All right, Sister Garnett, are you there? May the Lord bless you. Go ahead and give you a praise report.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Thank God for all the ambassadors, Dr. Johnson. For all the first fruit prayer line, I just thank God for being up and being on the prayer line, and it has been such a blessing to me each and every morning. Just, I'm in church every morning. I just thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, how the Lord is using you and how you give us instruction and then order and then peace. I thank God for peace. I thank God how he's keeping me with peace in spite of what is going on. And he keep on doing great, great things for me. I thank God for Mother Johnson and her messages and First Lady Betty. And you all be encouraged and keep on Mother Johnson doing what you're doing. God is good.
All right. God bless you. I want to hear from a few more people this morning. Of course, I want to hear from Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Garnett. We want to hear from Ambassador Lady Betty. Just greet us, if you will. And then Elder Davis out of Fayetteville. Amen. Greet us and give us your praise report. And then Special Assistant Sister Gina Hodges, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, if she would give us her praise report. All right. Are you there, Ambassador Lady Betty?
Yes. Amen. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right.
I'm sorry, I have to leave the line again.
All right. We understand. Amen. Elder Davis.
Johnson, Bishop is down now, and he's pressed for time, so he wants to, if you don't mind, I hate to cut in like this, but I hope you will accept this.
I will accept it in just a moment, Dr. Lacey.
Right, okay.
I want to have Elder Davis to come as I called him already, and then we will come to Bishop. Amen. Elder Davis, are you there? If you are.
Good morning, and God bless you. We do thank the Lord, amen, for, amen, the prayer line, amen. Thank God because he has been good to me, and we thank him. Amen. We'll give our prayer request later on through the line. Elder Davis, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. And we had called already Sister, our special Sister Gina Hodges. Give us a greeting, if you will. Your prayer.
God bless you. Good morning. I just want to thank God for Jesus. I thank the Lord. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank God because you all for the prayer line that has been for me and for my job and just different situations going on there. And I thank God because I've been on that job less than a year, but on yesterday I was promoted again. And I thank God for it, and I thank God for the prayers of the saints. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless all of you on the line. We certainly want to hear from Bishop Gordon. If you're there, we just give you proper respect and thank God for you getting the toys together, not just toys, but things together for Africa. Amen. We know that there's a great work going on there. We open the line to you, Bishop Gordon. Please greet us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Praise God. I give honor to God, who is truly the head of our life and that has been directing us. He allowed us to go over in May to Sierra Leone, West Africa, to Freetown, and God brought us back out safe. Ebola was all around us. About 600-some people up to a month ago had died. We don't know the new numbers, but I ask you guys to keep the continent of Africa up in your prayers, because not only are they dealing with third world country of lifestyle, but they also is being attacked. And I know God sent us over there, and we have about 24 different pastors that we're working with over there that we need you guys to pray for. The last week of December, we finished ship a container of beans and rice and some medical equipment over there. But that's really only a drop in the bucket. And we had an awesome time here at Dr. Lacey's last night just praying and seeking the face of God, a few of us, in the spirit mood. This is the season. This is the season we say that we've been waiting on the Lord. The Lord is waiting on us. The word tarry has two meanings. One tarry means to wait upon him, but the other meaning of the word tarry, it is with great expectations that God is going to do what he promised us he was going to do. Every ministry and every vision will come to pass. It's our season to walk out by faith and declare these things that God have called us to do. And so I thank you guys on this prayer line. I know that it's been going for some time. I believe a year or so ago, God had blessed me with a word. I came on the air with you guys, and Dr. Johnson, I thank God for you guys putting this together and going around the U.S. and other parts of the world just to seek the face of God. It's time now that we must pray and put actions to our prayers, because it's time now that I believe God is saying, you know, move now, go quickly, because now people is dying all over the world, some saved and some unsaved. I believe it's our time to plant and water those seeds, to plant and believe that the ministries and the things God have put in our spirits, that the vision shall come to pass. Somebody out there need to know this morning that's on this prayer line that vision that you've been praying about, act upon it now. It must be an action verb that you act upon what God is putting in your spirit. This is the time. This is your time.
Thank you so much, Bishop. And we receive that. We receive that in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we certainly will. Amen. My God.
Yes, yes. It's that season, Dr. Johnson. I sit up and I see how blessed we are in this country, how blessed we are. It's people in Panama and people in Dominican Republic, and they don't even have just a toilet to go and flush this morning. And so we have so much to be thankful for.
So much.
All that's given, much is required.
Absolutely. You're right.
And this is our season. I'm not taking no more excuses, and there's no prisoners. I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ this morning.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we must rejoice in it, but we must act upon what he put in us. See, it's the reason you guys wake up at 5 something and get ready for the 6 o'clock prayer line faithfully every morning. But God is saying now is time. That vision, that ministry, is time. Don't look at where you're at right now. Look at where God is going to take you. That was the word last night.
Thank you.
He's going to take you where he promised you. He's not a God that he should lie.
Yes.
He's gonna take you there. But we have to step out there on the water.
Yes,
sir.
Jesus. Thank step you, out in faith.
Yeah, step out in faith, Mother, because I know this is God's will. Last night we come here for one thing, but God did something else last night in this house.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. So you all pray for us and pray that our brothers and sisters on the other side, they call in every other day for just food. They're not asking for money. They just want food. They want rice and beans. And so we got about four different states. We finna do a bean and rice drive. So we need you guys to pray. We got to move quickly. We ain't got all. We don't need 6 months to plan nothing. God is a right on time God.
Amen.
So we finna move quickly. We got a few weeks to do it. We finna do it. We finna ship that stuff, and we're gonna feed God's people. They crying over there. They cry is different than our cry. We're not. We was over there 58 days before I come back, and we didn't have lights out of them 58 days, but maybe 6 days. Wasn't no electric. See, they crying out to God different. They crying out for a meal right now. They freezer ain't packed with food over there. They ain't got freezers. I think I seen one freezer. That was the well-to-do. Vice President got freezers. The common man out there ain't got no freezers. He ain't got food laid up for tomorrow morning breakfast or for this evening dinner. He ain't got food like that.
Mm-mm.
He ain't got food like that. So I need you guys to pray and intercede for us.
Amen.
My heart is ripped between three, four different nations out there. Mm-hmm. And they need us. They need our help. And I'm going to help them. I'm going to go and do what God have called them to do. God is able. So I ask you guys to be praying for us this morning.
All right, I'm going to open up the line, Bishop.
Yes.
For people on this line who have heard the cry.
Yes, pray for us this morning. Go ahead.
And I want you, if you've heard that cry, I want you to pray for Bishop Gordon and also the people there in Africa.
Yes, hold on, Pastor. Yes, go ahead.
All right, go ahead, and whoever feels led to pray, the line is open to you.
Father God, we come to you this morning, oh God. We ask, oh Lord Jesus, that you would forgive us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgive us for the things that we have not done in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you would look on people nationwide, oh God. Look on them, Lord Jesus, city by city. Country by country, in your name, bless, oh God, bless those that are going to the mission field, those on our heart, those that are out there evangelizing, Lord Jesus, to people that are hurting, those that don't have facilities to use their lives in the morning and in the day, and for their children, for their families. Those, oh God, that are without, that there are people out there that are carrying food to the nations, caring about those that are behind the walls, caring about those that are left out, those that are forgotten. You said you never leave nor forsake us. And God, pray right now your blessings over your people. We pray, Lord, in the center of your will, those that are on the mission field evangelizing, those that are evangelizing on the mission field, we pray for their safety, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will provide, Lord, hallelujah, provide the food, the clothes that is necessary to keep your people looking to the hills from whence cometh their help, in Jesus' name. And we ask that you would cover them with blood. And don't let them give up. Don't let them be weary in well-doing in Jesus' name. And we will give you praise and exalt your name on high. In your name we pray.
That we will speak, Father, to the trials and the tribulations, O God. We want to say thank you, O God.
Thank you,
O God. We pray for the families that's just trying to get by this morning, this afternoon, this evening time over there, oh God. We pray for those people who's trying to get a meal this evening, oh God. That you would send somebody by, oh God. By and by with just a sandwich. By and by with a bowl of rice this morning, oh God. Send somebody by, Father. Send somebody by to let them know that you love them, God, that you hadn't forgot about them, Father. Oh, we want to say thank you, oh God, that we could have bacon and eggs this morning, that we could have juice or coffee, whatever we want this morning, oh God. You allowed us to be born on this side of the Pacific, oh God. We want to stop and say thank you, oh God. You allowed Ebola not to take and plague through our nation, oh God. We want to say thank you, oh God. We pray for the cases that have made it here to the U.S., oh God, that have made it to the U.K., oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would heal them people, oh God. Let them be a testimony. Your words that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words unto themselves, oh God. That they would be a testimony in your sight, oh God.
Yes.
Let them be a testimony unto you, oh God. You touch and you move, oh God. Only you could take this thing and turn it around, oh God, that you could sit, Father, allow us to lay hands on AIDS patients and they be healed, oh God. We still believe in miracles this morning, oh God.
Oh, yes.
You touch, oh God. You heal from cancer, Father. Folks wrestling with cancer out there this morning, oh God. Not even money to buy the medicine, oh God. You touch, oh God. You make a way. Somebody trying to save their home this morning, Father. We touch an agreement, Father, with them this day, oh God.
Yes.
That you would save and show them a way out of that mortgage, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, Father, we need some supernatural miracles, oh God. That we can only give you the credit for this day, oh God. Father, you touch, Father. Help us today, oh God. Help us as we go through. Your word said you would give us an answer for every man, even them that's redeemed without the time, oh God. Give us an answer for your people today, oh God, that we could encourage them on this journey, oh God.
Praise the Lord.
We want to say thank you, Father. We ask these things in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless all of you for those great prayers for Bishop Gordon and the work there in Africa. Amen. I want him to give an address out if there's anybody who desires to be a blessing to Africa this morning. Gordon, give him an address if you would. Bishop Gordon, are you there?
Yes, my address would be 200 Hazel Drive.
Say it again, 200 what?
2200 Hazel, H-A-Z-E-L, Hazel, Dale, D-E-L-L, 2200 Hazel Dale Drive, Springfield, Illinois,
62703.
And those that want my email is City of Miracles Freetown. CMI Freetown at gmail.com. CMI Freetown, one word, at gmail.com.
All right. And that's at 2200 Hazeldale. Is that correct?
Yes, 2200 Hazeldale Drive, and that's in Springfield, Illinois. And my phone number is 847-912-9405.
All right. God bless you so much. That's
God bless you guys.
847.
One of these, once we get the church up and going, Dr. Johnson, we'd like to bring you in down there. So I'll keep in contact with Dr. Lacey, and maybe I could join the prayer line also.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's God bless you all.
God bless you. 912-9405. 847-912-9405. God bless you.
God bless you all.
I want somebody to pray for Ambassador Lady Betty until she's not feeling well this morning. If you would take time to pray for her.
Please stop doing it.
All right, anybody?
That ain't nothing but the devil. Don't do it no more.
All right.
the name of Jesus, we come again and again as we fast in your presence this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all the prayers that have gone, oh God, for different things, different areas, different people, different places, different circumstances. But, oh God, this morning as we come with a prayer, oh God, for your servant, Lady Ambassador Betty, First Lady, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you see, you care, and you know. And God, we come right now and ask that your healing virtue, oh God, will go down in her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. For God, I do understand. I didn't say anything, but I just been up under the weather all week, and God, this been my best day. And I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that I can pray a prayer, oh God, over this great woman of God, that you heal her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For God, sometimes the cares are so heavy that someone don't even understand what women go through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But God, this morning, we just come collectively this morning, oh God, and bind the adversary on every head. Satan, the Lord rebuke it. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, a bloodbath over the woman of God in the name of Jesus, because it's the blood that healeth, the blood that cleanses, the blood that will bring us back to ourselves in the name of Jesus. Lord, give a rest, oh God, in the midst of what you're going through. Give a peace, because God, I know when you rest, rest is a part of healing in the name of Jesus. Relax, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The body has to come back to where it belongs. Oh, God, this morning we pray for Lady Betty this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, that the healing virtue would take place immediately, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just take care of her, Lord, and let her know, oh, God, that she's loved by many. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, God, that you ease the mind, oh, God, of our chief this morning, body's mate to her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, be on this prayer line. So many prayers have gone forth this morning, but you are God that understands her, and you are God that cares her. You are everlasting Father, huh? Oh, God, this morning, we bless your name, huh? And we believe you, oh, God, that prayer is at work, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We thank you for the bishop that was on the line. We thank you for Dr. Lacey that opened up a heart and opened up a home. Oh, glory to God this morning. Oh, God, this morning we've had a good week. And the enemy like to come in, but God, you say you'll raise a standing above us in the name of Jesus. And we could cry loud, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. A lot of thank you, Jesus, have gone forth this week. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and I know every thank you, Jesus, that we said, oh God, that you love it, oh God, hallelujah, and we know, oh God, that you're going to come and see about your children, and see about your own, so stop by the Johnson family this morning, oh God, we know that you ever present, and you ever near us, Lord, and we could call you anytime we want to, anytime of day and any time of night. And I just love it in the word when you say call early, early when we seek you, Lord. And we'll seek in your face early this morning. Lift Lady Betty up right now, God. Oh, God, let the prayer activate and let it be manifested. Oh, God, we rebuke that enemy in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we give you the glory. That's why we praise you, oh God. That's why we thank you. That's why we embrace you, the sweet hour of prayer every morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's my good pleasure to pray for the woman of God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. That was Ambassador Stern. And phenomenal prayer. God bless you.